Well, this morning we're finishing up our sermon series called Pop and Pray, right? Do you have your bracelet on? If you don't, there's a couple left out there. We'd love to have y'all take them. And even if you have one, take them and give them to a friend, okay? Because I bet somebody would appreciate it out there. I've given a couple away already out there somewhere. So I hope you're able to do that as well. Our theme for this morning is moving from anxiety to peace. And one of the things I wanted to remind y'all before I forget, because I'll forget and then that's not good, is our prayer team is going to be here after this worship today. So if there's something that you want to have a little bit of time to pray with someone that's going to be there with you to just journey and pray with you this morning, they'll be up here up front. They'd love to pray with you, and everything's confidential, so they're not looking to share any of your stuff or whatever. They just want to pray and intercede with God for whatever that situation might be in your life. One of my favorite comic strips or cartoons is Peanuts. And I've got a couple of good ones from Charlie Brown this morning. If you know the comic strip at all, Charlie Brown is a little bit on the anxious side of life, the worried side of life. So he's the perfect character to talk about today, right? The first one on the left there, it's in color, it says, worrying, and this is Linus talking to Charlie there. He says, worrying won't stop the bad stuff from happening. It just stops you from enjoying the good. All right, so then as we move over to the right side, they're still pondering the questions of the world. This time they've got some sodas, they're drinking some sodas, but Charlie Brown says to Linus, he says, that's the secret to life. Replace one worry with another. Isn't that pretty awesome? So here's the question. When you look at those two comics, which one do you gravitate toward? Which one pops and prays to you? Is it the one where you're replacing one worry with another? Maybe that's where you're popping and praying quite a bit. Or is it the other one where you're kind of able to let the worries go so that you can enjoy the good stuff in life and not be stuck worrying about the worst case scenario? So our goal for the message today is to encourage you to stop worrying and to give you some tools so that you can enjoy the best life that God has to offer you. Today we're going to look at how to leave worry behind. And so as we start that process, the first thing I want to do is look at the gospel reading where Jesus gives a picture of what that looks like when he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle, and you'll find rest for your souls. Now, how many of y'all know what a yoke is? Okay. So some of y'all are making my job easy. Early service was like, man, everybody raised their hand and was like, I know what a yoke is. So a yoke is literally the piece of wood that they attach the ox to the cart or to the farm implement back in the biblical days, to help them to make it happen, to help them to plow the field or to get the stuff to market. Now, especially if there's a little bit bigger kind of task, they're going to have two ox or oxen on this thing, all right? What Jesus is telling us here this morning is, number one, he's going to take that burden. He's going to take that heavy wood yoke away. And he's going to replace it with his yoke. So if you think about it as the two oxen taking the cart into market, Jesus is the one that's got the big weight. And we're on the side that's, you know, maybe like that thick. Where basically we're just along for the ride. We're there to help journey along with him. And so I have a little bit of a question for you. As we think about yokes and weights on us, you know, John did a wonderful example there this morning with you guys, with the kids' message, right? Was it heavy to carry that thing? I think it was. I didn't want to carry it. I saw John trying to bring it into church. But how's the popping and praying going? Has it been a little bit better this month to bring down the anxiety, the fear, and the worry so far? Or is it still something that's right up there with you? one of the things that I believe weighs a lot of us down, that causes us to have anxiety or worry or fear, is the feeling of being alone. Loneliness. Maybe it's returning home to an empty space after work. Maybe it's not having anyone to call on the phone or to text, right? Where you're looking for someone to text and they're not there. Maybe it's not having anyone to go out with after for dinner or on the weekend, whether it's you by yourself or as a couple. So I believe Jesus is talking to those of you who are in that situation directly today about that worry with these words that he gives you. Because first, he's reminding us that we're not alone. That he's on this journey of life with us. Remember, he's the strong ox that's next to you. That's taking the big side of the load if you'll let him have it. Now sometimes we try to think that we're really strong and we take it on our own. But his promise is he's going to take that for you. He's going to walk right beside you. And he wants you to know and experience the peace that he gives, that he wants to bring to you. John was also talking last week about prayer, a little bit in the Garden of Gethsemane. Do you remember that? So Jesus, when he's at his most stressful moment, I don't know if he was worried or not, but he was sweating blood. He went in prayer to the Father, to ask God to take away the cup of suffering that he knew was coming, the peace that was coming on the cross. You know, I think when it comes to us, a lot of times, we're stuck on Good Friday. We're stuck watching Jesus up on the cross. It's kind of like the disciples after they go home that evening, and they see Jesus still in the tomb. And he's dead. And they don't remember, or in their case, in that moment, they don't know the end of the story. But we don't remember the end of the story. Because when this happens, we're like the disciples. And our hope fades, our fear increases, and our worries multiply greatly. But here's the good news, y'all. We're Easter people. We have the hope of Easter Sunday, the hope of the resurrection. God has done it for us. It has everything to do with Jesus. And as Easter people, we have the hope. Even in the midst of the worry or the fear, we still have hope that God is doing something, that God is working resurrection in our life. Now, that resurrection to me looks very much like the peace that passes all understanding that Paul talked about a couple weeks ago when Pastor Hildebrandt was talking. And Paul tells us today in Romans chapter 6, he says, we were therefore buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. So the image I want you to think about just for a few moments is the image of baptism. You see, because baptism, like this morning with Adeline Rose, is where God calls us into the family. It's where we become sons, and especially this morning, daughters of the King. It's something that anchors our faith and our life. It can anchor those times in our life when we feel all the worries, all the anxieties. The times when we need to literally pull out the red band and pop and pray. It's one of those daily reminders as we go through the water that we can remember that God claimed us, that God brought us the hope of new life, that one day we will be raised and we will walk in that newness of life. Paul says a little bit later in that same chapter, he says, so also you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now this is something that needs to happen daily. It might be in the time when you're getting ready in the morning. It's that time again of remembering the anchor that you have of baptism. that your sin has been washed away. And every time when you feel that worry, that fear, that anxiety starting to well up in your body, pop and pray. But as you do that, let that anxiety wash away. Remember your baptism and let that water from baptism flow down through you. Be the Easter people God has called you to be. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I had a fun chance to spend some time with my family. And we got to go to an inside water park. And the fun thing about it was my son loves going down water slides. And so there's all kinds of different water slides at the place we went to. The first kind were like really kind of simple slides. And my daughter, man, she went down that like 1,000 times. But my son was like, man, there's got to be some better stuff here. So we kept walking through the building. And each kind of step we took, the slides got a little bit longer, a little bit more fun. All right? So finally, about halfway through the time we were there, we found the really fun slides. Now, to get to these slides, you had to climb about 6 or 7 flights of stairs. And not because I was getting ready for the sermon series, but yes, I was thinking about the sermon series. About 3/4 of the way up, guess what happened? My fear of heights kicked in. I was worried. And I told my son, I stopped because we were in line anyways, and I said, you know, Everett, I'm worried right now. I know that it's going to be fun, but I'm a little bit worried. Do you know what I did? I actually had my red band that day. So I popped and I prayed. And it's kind of like that first slide with Charlie Brown. The only thing that worry was serving to do was to try to take away the good stuff. So as we moved on, we went down the slide. Was it fun? Absolutely. It was awesome. And thankfully, we were able to enjoy it. To enjoy that ride. But so many times in life, those worries come up inside of us. And we forget to let them wash away. We pop and we pray, and then they're right back there on us. The ultimate expression of that peace that we get from God, I think, comes from the book of Job. And Job is one of those guys who's been there and done that. He's had more anxiety and worry than I think any of us have. He's been through just about everything. But his confidence is secure. The peace he has is great as he knows God, as he looks forward to seeing God face to face in his flesh. This is the ultimate hope of the resurrection, the ultimate renewal that God does inside of us. It's the hope that as we close our eyes one final time, that we know we're going to wake up in heaven. We know we're going to see God face to face. And this is the place where there's ultimate peace, where worry and fear and doubt and anxiety have no more room. They don't exist up there. But as we think about our life every day here, we still have challenges, right? Worry still exists down in this place. So as we continue to think about our theme, and the goal of moving from anxiety into peace, I want you to think back to the verse that shared the most on the Bible app. Do you remember which one it is? It's, do not be anxious about anything, right? So we're trying to conquer this to help you guys, first by giving you the bracelet so that you can pop and pray, so that you have something to do when those anxieties well up. So that when anything happens or comes, you know what to do. And then last week, John continued to talk about that, about use prayer. It's the secret sauce. It's an important part of our life. So this week, I want to continue on from where Pastor Russ was talking about and move to that next verse in Philippians 4. Because I think it's the key part of the equation, the key answer that we need. And Paul says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything excellent, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. You see, because when we pop and we pray, God gives us peace. I hope you've experienced that, because I have the last few weeks. But here's my question. How long does the peace last? 3 or 4 days? 3 weeks? Or is it more like for me, where it's a couple minutes, sometimes just a couple seconds, and what happens? Those worries try to come back again, right? So I think when we experience that peace, it creates kind of an empty spot in our head, which is awesome. But the challenge is that the worry wants to come back in. And so what Paul's advice, Paul's encouragement is here, is to fill that space with the good things in life, the excellent things, the pure things. So what does that look like? First, it's God's word, right? Fill yourself up with the word. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in you richly. Secondly, it's the beautiful sunset or the sunrise. Maybe not last night or this morning because it's been kind of cloudy, but maybe a couple days ago. It's the beauty that God gives us in nature. Maybe the beauty of architecture or the building that we have. It's the wonderful vacation memories that you have. It's the memory of the fun activity, the great meal. It's the anticipation you have to go home, to spend time with your kids, your grandkids. Maybe it's playing with your wife or your husband. Maybe it's the next time you get to play a really cool game or going for a stroll around the neighborhood. Maybe it's going to see snow for the first time or going down the slopes with some skis. Maybe it's the kindness that someone showed you or the love your mom showed you growing up. Maybe, if you're like me every once in a while, it's the video of puppies on YouTube. Because they're just so cute and cuddly. They fill you with that happy, warm feeling. Those are the things that we fill our mind with. To have that no vacancy sign up. So that when worry tries to come for a stay, there's no room. There's no spot for it to be. So as we kind of wrap up today, I want to leave you with a checklist for worry. A checklist to remind you how to move from worry, from anxiety, into living in peace. The first one is, hear the gospel. Be in the word. Be here at church, but also every day. So if you have a phone, download the Bible app if you don't have it already. If you're not technology savvy, open your Bible every day and read it. Set a reminder that helps you to stay connected to the word. Number two, meditate on the word. Maybe it's just a verse you're reading, but you think about that verse all day long and how it connects to the life that is happening that day for you. Number three, soak up the hope God has for you. Remember your baptism. Let the water wash over you every day. Let it wash all those anxieties away as they come. Remember that you're an Easter person and that God has hope for you, even when things maybe don't seem like they have a bunch of hope. God still has hope. He's still doing something in the midst of everything. And number four, know the confidence that God gives you. You're not on your own. You're not alone. God is with you every step of the way. And do you know what? He is your biggest fan. He wants you to succeed more than anybody. And finally, live in that grace and hope. So I have a final image for you to look at. Doesn't that look pretty cool? It'd be kind of fun to be on a beach and maybe with nice weather right now instead of with the rain that looks like it's going to come. But I have a question for you. What would life look like for you if you lived worry-free? Maybe it's on this beach. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's actually in the real life that you have right now. But if you lived worry-free, what would you be able to accomplish if you let the worry wash away today? If you let the worry wash away tomorrow and the rest of the week, if you filled your head with the good stuff, with the word, how could you make an impact in your life, on your family, your friends, or maybe the community that God's placed you in? I encourage you Remember the checklist. Remember your baptism and let the worry wash away as you pop and pray and wash. Okay? Pop and pray and wash. Amen. May the peace of God guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus every day. Amen.